This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Shirley, Shirley. Last name is Kawel, Kawel. Date of birth is 2/11/1928. Date of evaluation is 5/5/2023. HPA history page. Complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression and to assess efficacy of current medications, history of present illness. This is a 95 years old female who is new to our service. She was admitted to this facility on 4/28/2023 upon transfer from Ascension Providence. Who was admitted to this facility on 4/29/2023 upon transfer from St. Mary Mercy Hospital. Patient's chart indicates infection due to indwelling urethral catheter, pyelonephritis, depression, pulmonary hypertension, non-rheumatic mitral valve insufficiency, tricuspid insufficiency, diverticulosis of intestine, muscle weakness, calculus of kidney, presence of right artificial hip joint, and history of TIA. Period patient was pleasant during my evaluation, and she acknowledged that she is here for rehabilitation. Period reports that she lives at Brookdale Independent Living and likes it there. Period, she talked about history of kidney stone and right kidney stent. Period. She reports that she has been taking Zoloft for a long time and reports that it has helped her mood. Patient reports that her husband died many years ago of cancer of lung and brain tumors. Period reports that he was a surgeon at St. Mary Mercy Hospital. Period patient's son is also a surgeon now. Period. Patient reports that she has 6 children and has 2 sons and 4 daughters. Period reports that 3 of her children live in California and 1 is in Iowa. Period. Reports 1 daughter is a nurse. Period. Patient denied any feelings of hopelessness, suicidal ideation. Period. No history of hypomanic, manic, or psychotic symptoms. Next. Paragraph, review of systems, general CHPI, eyes, ears, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal weakness, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, heme allergies, non-reported. Next paragraph, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, no prior outpatient treatment was helpful. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalization, 0. Prior suicide attempt, no. Prior aggression, no. Next paragraph, education, highest. Not known, relationship, widow, number of children, 6. Legal issues, prior difficulty with legal system, no. Next paragraph, medical record lab, diagnostic test, recreation from the chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under review of history and habits, comments, see medical surgical history as reported in HPI, save that information. Next paragraph, under psychiatric mental status examination, blood pressure is 1/54/65, pulse 93, respiration 18. Next paragraph, a general appropriate leg room, demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying, speech clear, mood, euthymic, affect broad, thought processes intact. Associations with the normal perceptual disturbances, non-level of consciousness, alert, oriented to person with a normal place, with a normal time, with a normal memory, recent, with a normal attention, concentration, with a normal language, normal, with a normal part of knowledge, with a normal judgment and insight, with a normal. Next paragraph, under current medications, MAR reviewed sertraline 50 milligram once a day. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, major depressive disorder, recurrent, mild, F33.0, plans, continue Zoloft as prescribed, patient reports ongoing benefits of Zoloft, and her mood seems to be stable. Orders and procedure 99304 under supplemental risk benefit analysis. Risk benefit, check common side effects of SSRI. Next paragraph under risk benefit statements and decision to treat. Based on findings of my assessment above previously stated goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the primary risk noted above. Check that box. End of dictation.